Let your angels flow. Father God, I ask you to touch healthcare workers every day as surgeons prepare to do surgery. Guide their hands. Give them nerves of steel. Give them keen eyesight. Give them wisdom and knowledge as your power flow through them. Father God, I ask you to bless the armed services, wherever they may be. Protect them. Bless their families, Lord. Give back to this land they sit with them. I ask you to bless first responders. Keep them safe. Bless the law enforcement everywhere, Lord. Just be with them. And Father God, as we deal with this pandemic, let us have an understanding, not to show fear, but to have faith and trust. You know what you're doing. We don't always, because we don't have your mind. But I know we must trust you, because you are so worthy. And then, Lord, we don't always understand the path that you have for us, or why you allow things to happen. But you know, that's not important. What's important is that we stay filled with faith and not with fear. We thank you. You haven't brought us all this way to fail us or to leave us. We thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us. And Father God, you provide everything that we need. Sometimes we are foolish about our need, but you know. But we thank you, Lord. And during these turbulent times, Lord, we ask that in spite of everything, the chaos, that you give us peace. Peace in our heart. Peace in our mind. Peace all around us. Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God. For everything and all things. Father God, we ask you to bless the clergy and wherever they may be this morning and every day. Give them what you know your people need. Let them be a peace that you use to give your word. We thank you this morning. So we ask you to bless each and every minister this day. Talking to your children that we be guided in the right direction. We thank you, Lord, as our speaker comes this morning. Touch him boldly, surround him, touch his family, give him strength. And Father God, everybody's on this line this morning. We ask you to bless them individually. Bless their household. Bless their coming and their going. For it is in Jesus' name that we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, bless the Lord this morning. First, giving honor to God who is the head of my life, to our apostle, to associate pastor, evangelist, deacon, deaconess, and family and friends. I come with you this morning with the word from God. Let us pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing this day. Lord, now as I speak, Father, I ask that you lessen me, Father, and allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me. That the words that come out of my mouth, Father, and even a child will be able to understand. Lord, I thank you that you will give me the words and the guidance that I may not disrespect your word, but utilize your word for your glory. claiming your victory on everything that's being said right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. At this moment, if you could mute your phones, if you hear me and it sounds like things are going on, we're having a little problems over here with our internet. So I'm praying that you all can hear me pretty well. This morning, I'm going to come to you from Psalms 64. Psalms 64. This morning, I speak of the words from Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the turmoil of those who do iniquities, who have sharpened those tongues like a sword. They might bitter speak as their arrows to shoot from concealment at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who can see themselves? They divers injustice, saying, we are ready with a well-conceited plot. For the inward thought of the heart of a man are deep, but God will shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded, so they will make him stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who see them will shake their heads. Then all men will fear, and they will declare a work of God, and will consider what he has done. The righteous man will be glad in the Lord, and will take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart will glorify. I have just read to you the whole 64th Psalms. It was a period in life when David needed prayer of deliverance from the secret enemies that Saul, the king, was trying to manifest against him. We have to understand this about life. There's nothing really new under the sun. It's just done in a different manner. We have to understand that this message this morning, it speaks in a manner where David has to pray that evildoers will not be able to come against him. The things that they plot against him in order to take him out. This morning's text, the sermon is speak the truth and be set free. We have to understand something about life that goes on right now. There are evildoers out here that are people that are in power, and their power is indulged within themselves. They are people that the power that they hold makes them believe that they are the ones that controls the situations that go forth. So they respond to us in a manner that they believe that they are in control of every situation. But we know, as children of the Most High God, that God is truly in control. God has made us to be the dominion over this earth. And unfortunately, there are people who are lovers of themselves, and they act in manners that, as children of God, we can see that the stronghold that they have, they show it in the acts that they do. We just have gotten rid of a president that performed acts within himself. And unfortunately, he brainwashed a lot of people to believe that you can act any kind of way you want as long as you make people believe that you're doing something good for them. And on the 6th of last month, these people believed in him so strongly that they decided they wanted to rule over our government because they said that all the other people in society were wrong against this president. That's a sad day. That's a sad life to live. It's a life that is not true, and it's a life that your iniquity will destroy you. I'm so thankful that God is in control of all these situations. Yes, the Lord allows them to happen because he wants us to understand that the adversary is seeking whom he may devour. But they don't have power. This is where, as long as you hold on to God's unchanging hand, you will see the true life of our Lord and Savior come to pass. The Old Testament history demonstrates, concluding, natural judgments such as deadly diseases, defects, and calamity. Right now, we're in a state of diseases. Diseases that are, unfortunately, taking good people away from us. But they were created by evilness. You can't say that they were created by our God, because our God is nothing but love. He would not create something evil that would destroy his people. But we have to understand is that even in the midst of all that we're walking through in this life, we, the children of the Most High God, we still have the power to make change. We have to stand and make the difference. We have to stay in prayer. We have to speak the truth. We have to stand for the Lord that we say is our God, who we love, who we desire, who shows us how to live in righteousness, who protects us and keeps us in the midst of all things that we walk through. We can't be fearful of this lifestyle that people are trying to manifest in life these days. Yes, a lot of people are lovers of themselves. A lot of people are getting ahead in life thinking that it's okay to destroy somebody's lifestyle in order for you to live a better life. It's a sad thought that you have to take somebody's life in order for you to live a better life. But these are the destructions of life that are going on. These are the thoughts that are running through people's minds. Evildoers seeking who they may devour. But us, the children of the Most High God, we have to continue to find refuge in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to continue to walk it by faith and not by sight. We have to hold on to His unchanging hand and watch the glory of the Lord come to our rescue. The salvation of our Lord will seek out and cover us through the midst of all these ungodly acts that are being manifested in this life that we live. It's warfare right now, family. There's no time for us to sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. There is no time to sit back and wait for somebody else to do the will of the Lord. It's time now for us to stand and do what thus saith the Lord. Speak freedom to your life. The Bible tells us that He created us so that we shall do greater things than those that have come before us. So we have to stand on the word. And we have to walk according to the will of God. And that will keep us in the midst of all trials and tribulations. Psalm 71, verse 23 says, the lips will shout a joy when I sing praises to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed, my tongue also will utter your righteousness all day long. This is the thoughts that we should have through our daily acts. That we say to ourselves, for God I live and for God I will die. I will stand before the Lord and do great things. For He has created me to do awesome things in this life. This is how we stand as men and women in true power. Not the power that destroys, but the power that seeks to create and successfully help others to understand the true life that we live. I'm thankful that the Lord showed me how to stand as a man of power. I could speak of myself. Back a few years ago, I owned my own company. I had 8 contractors and 8 employers. And he showed me how to take power and utilize it to create success for people's lives. And I was so thankful to realize it wasn't me that had the power. It was the God that was within me that showed me how to stand with the power. I gave no praise to me, but I gave praise to God for showing me how to help others to become successful in life. How to live according to the will of God. And today, I have seen some of these people, and they are doing well. To God be the glory. I'm thankful that I didn't stand for a man that utilizes the power for self. Sure, I could have utilized and bought great things and utilized the money the wrong way. But God showed me that the real power is in being successful for our Lord and Savior who has created us. So let's continue to walk in godly love. Spread the good news. Exalt our Lord in all the things that we do. If you fall short, get up. Ask for forgiveness. And turn it around. For life that God has given us is eternal. But to walk worldly is death. Let's continue to speak the truth to our brothers and sisters. Let's not walk in fear of what they say, but in the truth of what the word tells us to stand for. And watch our days grow longer and stronger, more pleasant, more joyful, more humble, more peaceful, and more valuable than ever. I love you all, and I thank God for everything that He is doing in the midst of everything that we're walking through. If this morning the strongholds of life are holding on to you and you just seem to can't get out of them, let us pray together and believe that as long as we hold on to God's unchanging hand, all things are possible. Father, we thank you this morning for allowing us to just commune together one more time. Lord, you know our hearts. You know our minds. If there's anything that's coming up against anybody on this line, Father, I ask that you take control of the situation right now in Jesus' name, that everything will come together. So what we'll understand that as long as we speak the truth that you have manifested, all will be well. Lord, let us not be fearful of the adversaries that try to come up against us. For you've shown us in your word that your son David walked strong through the midst of all the things that came up against him. But because of the love that he had for you, you've seen him through. This is the love that we're asking for this morning. The faith that we want to have in you. That knowing that as long as we believe in you, all things are possible. We thank you for the love. And we thank you for the encouragement. In Jesus' name I pray.